You will die. You will die, my brother. You will die. Like, yo, is the one thing about me, I don't know. I'm kind of always not scared of death as much because I think I know it's inevitable. Like, okay, we're all gonna die. But then when I come to think about it, like, yo, okay, so I'm working hard for what? Just to die in the end. Like, just to die in that all these things that I'm buying, all these things I'm going to school, all these things that I'm investing my life in, for what for? What for? Like, just to die in the end, just to lose them in the end. Like, why? Hey guys, welcome to a new episode of the Unspoken Podcast. I'm super excited. I'm super excited. You know what? You know what? I'm super excited. You don't wanna know why? Because drum rolls. Okay, let me not get over myself. This is episode 99, guys. We're almost there. We're almost there. We're almost there. I can't believe. So welcome to this new episode. My name is Awina Awiti. I'm recording this on 24th November, 6:18 a.m. literally. So it's the 99th episode. Next week on Wednesday, are you guys ready? I'm even excited for the 100th episode more than the 99th episode. You know, if you wanna know how excited I am for the 100th episode, is because that I already prepared for the 100th episode even before I prepared for this 99th episode. It's that serious. So I'm so excited finally, and I've seen your questions. Oh, you guys have sent a lot of questions, and are still sending them, and I'm gonna answer all the questions on the 100th episode. Do not miss that episode, guys. It's gonna be also on YouTube. Yeah, I'm gonna have to record the audio video on YouTube, and it's gonna take a lot of work because I have to record the audio and then the video, and it's only me. I got no team, guys. I'm the team. There's no one. I'm the team. So it's gonna be kind of hectic, but yo, I gotta do this for you guys. There are like 100 episodes is a milestone. Okay, I don't want to talk about the 100. If I talk about it now, what am I gonna talk about on the 100th episode? Yo, so super excited for that. Welcome to this amazing episode. I hope you guys are well. Since the last time we spoke, actually the last time we recorded was like last week. Yeah, last week, the other week, I think. Last week, yeah. So I've not been recording because I batched record. So yeah, it's been quite easy. So how are you guys doing? I'm coming to you on a very cold Sunday morning. Like, I didn't know, like, is November a rainy month, a rainy season? Because yo, it's been raining. Like, literally yesterday it rained the entire night, the whole night it was just rain, and it's heavy rainfall, you guys. And it's so cold nowadays at night. Like, I sleep with socks, two pairs of socks. I sleep with two pairs of socks and then leg warmers and then sweatpants and then two heavy sweaters and then a Marvin and then a bonnet, bro. What the? It's crazy. Anyway, welcome to this episode. This episode, I'm gonna be talking about uncomfortable truths. Uncomfortable truths. And before that, by the way, if you like this podcast, remember to rate it and listen to my podcast exclusively on Iono FM. Listen to it on Iono FM, guys. Let me get the money. Iono FM is my first podcast sponsorship. They have sponsored my podcast on their platform for a whole year. So you guys stream my podcast over there so that I can get some chums. I need money because the 100th episode budget, it needs to budget. It needs to budget because I need to buy a cake for the 100th episode. I need to celebrate that milestone because when I started this pod 4 years ago, I never thought that I would ever get to the 100th episode. So I need to buy a cake. I need to buy maybe pop champagne or wine. And then, yo, I need to make my hair like you. I want to take some cute pictures. So yeah, the budget needs to budget. So go and listen to my podcast on Ion FM. Listen to the ads and let me get some money. Anyway, this episode and before that, I have a lot of things to say. Nini, I'm seeing guys asking me about the unspoken story, the episodes, what's happening, guys. Honestly, I've been exhausted. I've not been in the day, I've not been in the mood of like doing production and going to shoot out. Like, yo, me, I'm just like, I want the year to end, bro. That's the energy. That's my current energy. I'm like, mwaka ishi. Like, I'm ready. Like, I've switched off. My mind has switched off. I don't know. Is it only me? But I just feel like my mind has switched off. Like, I'm just like, nangoja tu mwaka ishi. Like, I'm tired. Like, I'm like, ah, can the year just end already? Like, so I'm not sure if there's gonna be an unspoken episode dropping before the year end. I'm not sure. I don't want to promise, but I was supposed to record some, but I haven't. No, I haven't actually. I'm not just feeling it, guys. I'm just not feeling. I'm not in the, like, I'm just exhausted. I'm done for the year. I feel like I'm done. Yo, can we just get to 2025? That's how I'm feeling. But I'm not promising anything. We shall see. We shall cross that bridge when we get there. Let us now just concentrate on the 100th episode. That's what's on my mind, honestly. I'm not thinking about anything else. So yeah, those people asking, I got you. The series is not gonna end. Like, the series is gonna be always there. The Unspoken Story series is gonna be always there, year in, year out. Like, it doesn't have like an end. I'll always be recording the Unspoken Stories wherever, whenever. So don't worry, they're gonna come. So don't worry. Anyway, this episode I'm gonna be talking about uncomfortable truths, like some uncomfortable truths, some things that you just think about and like, damn, it's true, but it hurts. Like it's true, but you can't do anything about it. But sometimes we ignore the truth. We see the truth in that thing, but we choose to ignore it. But it's just because it's uncomfortable for us. So I have a list of some of my uncomfortable truths, things that I've come to learn, things that I've come to realize and learn painfully, hardly through experience. So I'm gonna share with you some of the things that I think are like uncomfortable truths. So number one, hard work doesn't always lead to success. Too sad. Hard work doesn't always lead to success. I remember in primary they used to lie to us. Yani, ati work hard. Kwanza my dad was lame. When he comes to visiting, he takes me to school. But when I was back in primary, he used to tell me, "Soma kwa bidii." Like, I'm actually thinking, daddy, I know you had the best intentions, but actually, soma kwa bidii. So me nowadays, I don't tell someone kwa bidii. That's Swahili for work hard. Someone kwa bidii, work hard. But nowadays I prefer to tell someone, work smart, don't hard, work hard. Hard work doesn't always lead to success. Work smart. There's a difference between working hard and working smart. Someone who works smart can be very successful and easily successful than someone who works hard. So I came to learn that today. Hardest way, like, hard work doesn't always lead to success, especially in our world of today, in our country, Kenya. Like, privilege and connections often play a bigger role, and it's so sad. Like, you'll be there with your degrees, you've worked hard, you passed in primary school, you went to a good high school, then you went to a good university, you got your degree, you bagged your degree, you're ready for the job market, you worked hard, you got your papers, and then boom. You're not successful. You have no job. You have nothing to show for yourself. Like, you just have the papers. And you worked hard. They lied to us. Like, work hard. Go to school. Work hard. Go to school. And then you're going to be successful. But now it's not true, guys. Work smart. Just work smart. You work smart. Look, just search what working smart. What working smart means for you. I worked smart. Actually, I realized this. Truth, this uncomfortable truth, and I immediately started working smart. I think I actually started working smart when I was in campus, because I used to see the people who were before me, who had gone to school before me, and they had graduated with good honors, and then they were there like 2 years down the line, 3 years down the line, they have nothing to show for it, they have no job, and then I'm like, yo, actually, working hard doesn't actually lead to success, so I have to change the gear, I have to change the game, I have to change what I do, I have to work smart, I have to have skills. Like, you just have to work smart. So look, just see how that relates to you and what working smart means to you in what you're doing. And yeah, try it. Don't just work hard. And then another uncomfortable truth is happiness isn't constant. So sad. Happiness isn't constant. I used to think, like, there was a time when you used to have like dreams, okay? Let's say that you used to have dreams, things you wanted to do for yourself, and then you're like, if I just get this job and then I have my one bedroom house and then I buy things for my house, I have my own job, I have my own money, I'll be the happiest person in this world. I'll be so happy. I'll never have stress again. I can provide for myself. The moment I can provide for myself, I can provide for my family. I'll be so happy. I'll be the happiest. Like stress. But then you get there. You get there. Those things you wanted, you get them. You get them. And then you just feel, okay, you feel happy, but then you're not fully happy, but you feel also like you feel empty at some point. But that's when I realized that happiness isn't constant. If you remember, I did an episode a few episodes ago, I can't remember which one, I think 90s or 80s, I talked about having pockets of happiness, because happiness isn't constant, and there's never a time when you're just gonna be happy all the time, happy all the way. So that's when you now tap into those pockets of happiness, which is those moments that you're happy, you treasure them, you cherish those moments that you're happy, those little pockets of happiness, because the uncomfortable truth is happiness isn't constant. It's fleeting and often tied to meaning rather than perpetual positivity. So happiness isn't constant. Too sad. Another uncomfortable truth is you might not achieve your dreams. Yeah, that is painful. Like, that's like someone has pierced my heart. But I choose to say it. You might not achieve your dreams, or what you think are your dreams. You know, of course, you have dreams. And maybe those things that you think that are your dreams, actually, you might never achieve them. Because that's not the path that you're meant to be going. So you might actually never not achieve your dreams. And it's okay. And it's okay. And it's okay. Things are going to work out in the end. But the things that you think sometimes are your dreams, okay, you'll accomplish your dreams some, but you might, there's a possibility also that you might not achieve your dreams. Yo. Another uncomfortable truth is, you will die. You will die, my brother. You will die. Like, yo, is well, the one thing about me, I don't know, I'm kind of always not scared of death as much, because I think I know it's inevitable. Like, okay, we're all gonna die. But then when I come to think about it, like, yo, okay, so I'm working hard for what? Just to die in the end? Like, just to die, that all these things that I'm buying, all these things, I'm going to school, all these things that I'm investing my life in, for what for? What for? Like, just to die in the end, just to lose them in the end, like, why? But that's life, I guess. That's what makes life beautiful also. So for you to do all those things that you want to do, because you're not going to be here forever. So I guess it's really uncomfortable that you will die. All of us are going to die. Like, there's no one who is spared in this life. There's no one. Like, everyone is going to die. And that's, like, so uncomfortable. Like, it's so sad. It's grappling with mortality can actually change how you live. So, yeah, you will die. So sad. So uncomfortable. Another thing. It's just starting to rain. I need to record this so fast. Another uncomfortable truth is you never actually finish furnishing your house. I was actually having fun creating this list. Actually, you never actually finish furnishing your house. I used to think that this year, if you listen to this podcast, you know that I moved. I recently moved, and I started from scratch. When I moved, I started from scratch. Like, I started in an empty house with nothing. I had to start buying things one by one. And I used to think, if I just get 200K, I'm good. I'm good. I'll buy a bed. I'll buy a TV. I used to think that if I get a certain amount of money, I'll be able to furnish my house. I'll be able to buy everything that I want to buy, and then I'll be good. Like, I'll be done with buying things for the house. I'll be done with furnishing the house. Like, I'll be done. But actually, now that it's 8 months in since I moved out, and I'm like thinking, you'll never finish furnishing your house. I've been looking at people who are before me, my aunties, like, they're always buying house things for the house, like, each year. Like, you'll always constantly buy things for the house. Like, you'll buy a bed this year, and then after 2 years, be like, okay, I don't feel this bed anymore. I don't like it anymore. And then you want to sell it, maybe, or give it away. And then you want to buy another one. And then maybe something will spoil. Of course, these things are man-made, so they don't last. So maybe something will spoil, break down, and then you have to purchase another one. So actually, one uncomfortable truth that I've realized this year for myself is that you actually never finish furnishing your house. So take it slow. Take it slow. Nowadays, by the me, when I want to buy something, I don't just buy things at a second hand. I'm at things when you're to madogo danyo. I save. Like, I want quality things for my house. Like, at least it's in the last for a while. Like, I want quality things for my house. Just so I just take my time. I don't just buy things that it's expensive. It's just second hand. Like, someone is selling on a cheaper price. I go for what I want, even if it's expensive, but I'll take my time. As I said, for darling, buy it pole, kidogo kidogo, but they're quality things than buying a lot of things in your house and then they don't even serve you long enough. So, sad truth, you will never actually finish furnishing your the lure in me, furnishing your house. Another uncomfortable truth that I've come to realize is cancel culture. What the heck? I hate cancel culture. Actually don't advocate for cancel culture at all. I kind of prefer accountability, holding people accountable for their actions than canceling them. Like, someone just does something wrong for the first time and then and you're like, cancel them. I'll not listen to your music. I'll not watch your content. What are you thinking? Like, no, we're all human. We all make mistakes. So no, I prefer being accountable, hold people accountable for their actions than just canceling them. Like, the society nowadays, we just cancel people like here and there, like for just normal random stuff. Many people are more interested in punishment than growth or redemption. And I always say here on this podcast on a daily, there's always room for redemption. There's always room for redemption. There's always room for improvement. There's always room to be better. So cancel culture, guys, no, I don't like it. So do not, like, I don't advocate for it. And don't be someone who cancels people for just one mistake that they have made. And but it's a sad truth that people actually do to people nowadays. Another uncomfortable truth is that healing. Let's talk about healing, girl, for a minute. Let's play that card for a minute. Like, healing isn't linear. Let's talk about healing, man. You never actually heal. You never actually fully heal from your wounds. You never actually fully heal. Healing isn't linear. You never. That is so sad. That is such, like, that is an uncomfortable truth that I'm just coming to realize, like, healing isn't linear. Yo, healing, so crazy. Like, you'll revisit old wounds and that's part of the process. Like, sometimes you just sit down with your thoughts and then it hits you like, damn, that happened. Like, even me the other day, what was I don't, there's something I can't share with you guys because it's something sad, but there was something, I thought that I had moved on from that bullshit. I thought that I was done. But then the other day, I think it was yesterday, when I was taking a shower, we were in my shower, Molly's in deep thoughts. So I was just taking a shower yesterday and it just hit me. Damn, fuck. Like, it still pains me, that thing that happened. Like, it still pains me. I'm like, I thought I was past this. I thought I forgave myself. I thought I was past this. But then I actually realized I never fully healed, and you never actually fully heal. Healing isn't linear, guys. So take your time. Take it easy on yourself because you'll still be revisiting those wounds. So yeah, but it gets better. It gets better. Another uncomfortable truth. Do I have more? How many are those? I'm supposed to have like 10. Do I have another uncomfortable truth? Let's see. I had like this one for... Yeah, not everyone wants the best for you. Yeah. Not everyone wants the best for you. It's painful. Even sometimes your friends don't want the best for you. Sometimes your family don't want the best for you. They can sabotage or hinder your growth. So just whatever you're doing, move knowing that not everyone wants the best for you. So sad, but it's true. Not everyone wants the best for you. So you just be with God. God, it's only God who wants the best for you. Just pray for God's favor. Pray for God's grace with people you meet. That's why I'm always heavy on favor and grace and praying for God. Like, to praying to God, like, God, wherever I go, whoever I meet, manze, go with me. favor me with each and everyone that I meet, favor me with wherever I go. May I find love. May love locate me wherever I go. May I like receive love wherever I go with the people that I meet, because not everyone wants the best for you. Think about that. I think that's what I had for some uncomfortable truths. I think those are 10. So those are, I actually had fun making this list. So I was thinking about them like, damn, that's sad. So those are some of the uncomfortable truths that I had. There's another extra one, but I don't know if, I just wrote this, but okay, it doesn't actually, I've not actually experienced it because most of the things you have experienced them. So marriage and parenthood and anti-universal solutions. Yeah, definitely. Society. I blame society. We blame society. Like nowadays, if you behave in a certain way, they'll just say, only Gen Z, everything, blame Gen Z, everything, you blame Gen Z. Now I blame the society. I blame our parents. I blame our ancestors. Like for this knowledge that when you get married, you settle down, have a family, like that is a solution. Like that is a milestone. That guarantees happiness. That guarantees fulfillment. But actually the sad truth, the uncomfortable truth is that marriage and parenthood and universal solutions, they don't guarantee happiness forever. They don't guarantee fulfillment. These milestones don't automatically guarantee happiness or fulfillment. Yeah, that's so sad. People think that, we used to think that once you get married, once you study, you have your degree, you get a job, you meet your husband, you have kids, you have beautiful kids, you have your own home, you build your family, you jenga uko nyumbani ushago, you build for your parents a home, now you'll be guaranteed happiness, you live happily ever after. Shock on you. Those things don't guarantee happiness. They don't guarantee fulfillment. And I'm actually loving the conversation you're having nowadays where people are open to saying that, I don't think, people open to saying that they don't even think they're not looking to getting married. That's not something that's on their mind. A lady is like in their mid-30s, late 30s, and they're just comfortable. They're living their life to the fullest. Like marriage is not like there. It's something that is giving them pressure. Like, yo, I need to get married before I hit 40. I need to get married before I get to my 30s. Yo. The world is changing and I love it. And people are actually embracing it. And that just goes to this thing that we all live different lives and our lives have different paths. So you might think that someone, because someone got married, you might think that's what you're seeing on the outside, but you don't know what's going on the inside. So marriage, parenthood, they don't guarantee happiness and fulfillment. And nowadays even people are actually, especially ladies, people are actually like open about speaking that they don't they're actually not looking to even have kids. They're living childless, and actually nowadays they're childless marriages and it's working for other people. So these all things, this is just society and how you're brought up with your ancestors, like from way back, things to do with marriage and parenthood. But actually nowadays they don't guarantee happiness and fulfillment. So yeah, that's one uncomfortable truth that hits home. It hits home when you come to think about it deeply. It hits hard. So don't pressure yourself. Do not pressure yourself for me. It's like, why is no one looking at me? Why am I not married? Why haven't I settled down? My friends have settled down. Like, why? I'm like, yo, it's never that serious. Even me, I'm actually wondering how when did you grow up? I'm even seeing nowadays my classmates from high school, some of them like have kids. I thought, like, what the heck? Some of them have kids. In fact, second born. Any mtu ashaanza a first born, adi akalea second born, surely. Now, I don't have plans at all. I'm like, yo, we all live different lives and we all have different paths. So, yo, don't stress yourself. Don't think about it too hard, okay? Anyway, I'm going to have to love and leave you guys over here. I hope you enjoyed this list because I actually enjoyed talking about this and actually enjoy talking and sharing with you guys about these uncomfortable truths. And if you have an uncomfortable truth, if you think about it, you can comment, and I'm gonna do like a short video for TikTok and IG on some of the things on this list and share it on some of the uncomfortable truths. Anyway, guys, I'll see you on Wednesday. I'm so excited for Wednesday. Let me save my energy and my voice for the 100th episode. I can't wait. Send your questions. Continue sending your questions. There are a lot of questions. My God, that episode is gonna. But I'm gonna choose some because some are repetitive. Anyway, guys, be safe. I need to prepare myself to go to church. But it's raining. Will I make it to church though? Cause this weather ain't giving. Anyway, guys, I'll see you on Wednesday. Adios.